producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our Pals and Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is in our virtual green room right now. Justin, a couple of interesting things, needless to say, happening in Washington, D.C. And one of them, it's something we haven't really seen, is that step around with that speaker vote. So why so soon? How did that happen so soon? Or maybe it's not that soon once you have a speaker that resigns. I don't even know the protocol for that now that I think of it.
Yeah, you know, this is pretty rare. There's only been one speaker who has voluntarily resigned, before the end of their term, and that was Bob Livingston, which was prior to Newt Gingrich. He resigned due to an emerging sex scandal that was, pretty big and kind of sunk his career. So luckily, the Republicans went with the moral guiding light that is Newt Gingrich, of all people. We had the speaker vote today behind closed doors, the Republican conference one, and then we're going to have the big vote that's going to be taking place on October 29th, which is going to be on the House floor, which is going to be the formal one. This is going to be interesting because we know that McCarthy has at least 200 people supporting him. We know that he needs about 18 more solidly behind him in order to push him above that edge. And we have Congress now going home for their recess for a little while. And it's quite likely that a good number of members are going to be here from some of their constituents who are probably going to be less than pleased with the fact that, they're going to be supporting the successor to John Boehner, who is essentially handpicked after all of this controversy surrounding Mr. Boehner's speakership. So it's kind of an up-road battle for McCarthy. It's likely going to be a squeaker on October 29th when we finally have this formal vote. And there's certainly some concern that a number of factions such as the Freedom Caucus, who prior to the vote today endorsed Daniel Webster from Florida to be speaker. There's probably going to be some additional people who are going to vote Jason Chaffetz. But when it comes down to it, it's anybody's guess at this point. And there is sort of a possibility of being mulled openly here in D.C. that McCarthy may not get 218 votes. And if that happens, we're going to have to see John Boehner continue as speaker, which I'm sure is kind of a nightmare scenario for everybody involved. the conservatives don't want him around any longer. Frankly, Boehner's been eyeing the exits, and he's, been pretty optimistic about leaving the House.
Yeah, no kidding. And then plus he's resigning his spot. Remember, right? Isn't that the whole thing? I'm going to bolt out of here. So that would be strange, too, to deal with that. How about the controversy that is swirling around the media tycoon Rupert Murdoch, who said basically, I'm paraphrasing because you'd have to really look at the whole thing, the article that he did in the New York Magazine, but that Carson could be a real black president. Are people in Washington buzzing about that, too?
Oh, absolutely. This has left a lot of people scratching their heads. He has sort of backtracked from that remark since he made that on Twitter. He, a few hours ago, I believe, released a tweet saying he's sorry if he caused any offense and that he finds both men charming. But that was after he posted an article on Twitter that was pretty, doubtful about Obama's efforts to try to, mend various relations in the U.S. And that, has kind of left a lot of people wondering if this is really a sincere apology or just him kind of, trying to kind of have a little bit more fun with the press. But this is certainly raising some concerns. There are a lot of people wondering what exactly Murdoch could be talking about, particularly because he said that he believes Ben Carson will be able to do the job on, mending this racial divide better than Obama. And there really hasn't been much evidence to that. We don't see a lot of members of the, black communities walking towards Carson. We, frankly, have seen him saying a number of divisive things when it comes to race, in particular with the, people who are Muslim who are considering running for office in the U.S. or serving as Supreme Court justices and whatnot. And that doesn't necessarily seem to be the language of the uniter. So this has certainly left a lot of people wondering what exactly Rupert Murdoch was talking about.
Yeah. I thought one of the funniest things on the week was Hillary Clinton. She must be changing some of the people around her, at least the way they're thinking, because as she drops in the polls, I believe there's a, what can we throw against the dark board mentality more than we've seen with Hillary Clinton's campaign. And what did you make of, and I guarantee there was conversation about this, Hillary Clinton sending her book to Hard Choices to all the Republican candidates with a personalized note. Ron Paul finally reacted, the senator from Kentucky, and said, a great work of fiction. I thought it was hilarious and maybe a stroke of genius in a way.
Yeah, no, Rand Paul's campaign are actually auctioning off that that book right now, which is kind of fun. You know, this is sort of what we're seeing right now in the race. You know, we're seeing a lot of, candidates taking fun little swipes at each other. Donald Trump in particular trolled Marco Rubio by sending him a huge case of water to help, in the Donald's words, to deal with Rubio's sweating problem. Kind of raised a few eyebrows over here, and, you know, that was kind of in good fun. We haven't really seen Marco Rubio saying if he's going to send anything back, but, you know, he, of course, could probably send back maybe some additional bronzer or, some fungal cream so that Donald Trump can, you know, maybe clear in his foot before he puts it in his mouth. Pretty interesting stuff. This is sort of the, fun games that we're playing over here, and this is just, pretty interesting for Rand Paul, who, you know, despite falling in the polls, has had one of the more interesting candidacies, at least when it comes to what he raffles off or the merchandise he sells. he sold anti-NSA webcam blockers, things like that, and a variety of, pieces of merchandise that are aimed at fighting the Washington machine, which was his, briefly popular campaign slogan.
Yeah, and you mentioned this the other day. We know you're going to be off to Vegas to cover that debate, and I was curious about this because you're based in Washington, D.C. How many reporters do they credential for something like that? Because I know there were so many in California. Is the answer unlimited because they want as much coverage as possible?
Yeah, I know at least for, the last time around in California and L.A., it was about 600 or so, I think.
Wow.
But Obama kind of has a fun little joke. He talks about whenever, he goes to Las Vegas to deliver a speech, for some reason the Air Force One fills up a lot quicker than it does when he's going to Iowa or going to a number of other states. So, Vegas certainly has an appeal, and I'm sure there's a lot of, journalists who want to go over there to, cover the debates in all their seriousness, but then maybe stay a few extra days for, a little bit of fun, particularly because it's Vegas and, there are a lot of journalists who really admire the works of Hunter S. Thompson and probably want to have them up here.
I love the way you said, perfect way to end this. Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, the big news on the day, of course, and Justin was referring to what was going to happen with this whole speaker deal, is that it went in a completely different direction. It's so interesting because I really thought that there was no way McCarthy was going to get the votes. You heard Justin say that all anybody was talking about was that he probably, he was still the guy and he'd probably still get it. And instead, he stepped away. We're going to let you hear specifically what he had to say before the microphones. But, wow, House Republicans, a little chaotic because Kevin McCarthy decides to quit the speaker race. I mean, listen, he's a guy who won the lottery, bought a sandwich shop, and got really super lucky. Might be a nice guy, might be someone you like to shake his hand, hang out with him. He had a little bit of popularity in a short time on the Hill, but he got burned by what he had to say, and I think he doesn't want any parts of that. And perhaps the more that was discussed, the more he decided, why don't I want to be Speaker of the House? I mean, I think there's more there. We're going to let you hear specifically what he said coming up next on ATN.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Hewer. As a degree nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
America tonight. As promised, I want you to hear the real bombshell that went off in Washington today, because this truly is the buzz in the land. Here's Kevin McCarthy. In just a second, we're going to go to Kevin McCarthy, who was in front of the microphones in Washington and surprised a ton of people who did not expect that he was going to continue down that road of seeking the speakership, but I think it was too much for the Californian. I think that once he got backwards on the Hillary Clinton comment, and once they took a swipe at him with her in her campaign by airing the words that he specifically said, I think that was disheartening to him. So his stunning decision on Thursday to withdraw from the race for speaker leaves the Republicans scrambling to find the elusive candidate who can unite a pretty much a divided conference and win a majority and now on the floor. The withdrawal is really, I'll tell you, is a testament to how undesirable that job is. So it's funny because he was immediately the front runner. And people thought, this is it, he's got enough support to win this, so there shouldn't be any problem. Originally, you know, this whole thing, a party nomination and a vote, was originally set for Thursday afternoon. Now, whether more candidates enter this race or whether the field will stand
as is. We've got Congressman Jason Chaffetz from Utah, Daniel Webster from Florida. Both of them are vying for that job. And you also have Lynn Westmoreland from Georgia, who's also pushing for that, too. So anyway, here's what set off the chaos on Thursday.
Trying to see if we can get there. I just think it's best we have a new face.
Mr. McCarthy, how much did your comments about Benghazi last week play into your decision to step aside today?
Well, that wasn't helpful. I could have said it much better. But this Benghazi committee was only created for one purpose, to find the truth on behalf of the families for the four dead Americans. I should not be a distraction from that, and that's part of the decision as well.
Thank you very much, guys.
There's been some rumors that the letter that was put out by Congressman Young saying that...
No.
Can you just put a rest of those right now?
No. Come on.
Who do you think you decide?
Huh?
Who do you think you
decide? I think the conference should be able to decide. Thank you all very much.
All right, so you can see that there were a lot of people there. He said that the conference should decide. So that takes care of that. The overriding interest is to find someone who can muster an absolute majority on the House floor in a full chamber vote that was originally set for October 29th. So it was unclear if he could do that. That if he could get the majority of about 218 members. So, no is the answer. He's done. He withdrew. And he said it's up to the House Republicans to choose the next speaker. I mean, that's it. That's what it is. But it's a stunner. It's a stunning revelation. And one I don't think a lot of people believe was going to happen. I mean, he was definitely a shoo-in in the beginning, and I don't think he would have balked at it. But I do believe, as I've now said three times right here from the get-go, cracking open this mic, that it scared him off, the whole Benghazi thing, and stepping into the middle of the circus. I don't think he liked that. The heat was really, really turned up, and he got a glimpse into what it's like to be in that position of having to take the, you know, put out the shield and take the hits for the team. And he saw what happened in the collapse of John Boehner. So it is a house of cards, to say the least, and not good, because you want to fill that position. You want to get somebody who's strong in there. And it's an important position. For goodness sake, you're, what, a few heartbeats away from the presidency. There is a lot of power in being the Speaker of the House. Think of past speakers. Think of past speakers. Certainly who have had sway, both Democratic and Republican speakers. Boy, Newt Gingrich looks really good right now, doesn't he? And think of how much praise, as much as criticism, can be heaped on Newt Gingrich for the way he worked with Clinton. Opposite ends of the political spectrum. My goodness. To have Newt Gingrich on one side and Bill Clinton on the other side, and somehow, you know, it worked. It worked. And, you know, it's funny because Gingrich, somebody said today, hey, maybe Gingrich could come back and he could be the interim speaker. Maybe he would do that. You think that's a possibility? And he's all over the TV now. And if you remember it, he left in 1990. But he was doing a kind of a, he wasn't doing a kind of, he was doing an interview with Sean Hannity on radio today. And he said he isn't planning to retake the position he had, but he wouldn't be opposed to serving as the interim dude if he had the 218 votes. So, no Kevin McCarthy. John Boehner is out. Who is in? Who's going to be the person who jumps into that position? And I'll tell you, it's pretty thin. I mentioned the two that won it. And that's it. And unless somebody comes, and really three, but really two more seriously, unless something else happens, right now they're going to have to dance around who steps in as speaker. So here's my question to you. Are you shocked that McCarthy walked away? 855-266-5283. Are you stunned that he decided to punt instead of sticking it out? Deciding, I'm not doing this. Coming up, we're definitely doing the dance with Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy. He talks about some interesting things on the market. Now, we've been talking about the market and where we're going to end up in the market, and he's got an interesting point of view with looking at it through the eyes of one of the former leading economists in the world and what he had to say about money, how it ebbs and flows on the markets. And it, certainly we've seen a lot of ebbing and a little bit of flowing and the predictions of market crashes. What do you do? So where do you put money? What do you do? You need help in gathering that money. Pensions are far and few between. And we talk about why there seems to be no correlation to what goes on in the market for some people when they actually sit there and try to make some decisions. But I think it's a powerful conversation. That's why we talk to Stephen Kelly every week, because he's the different kind of money guy, and I think he gives some great alternatives to things to look for and things you can do. And he's not trying to pump you all up across America. He's not Susie Ormaning you. He's giving it to you straight. That's coming up on America Tonight. Also coming up, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of other directions too, because believe it or not, there were other stories on the day besides the collapse of Kevin McCarthy, who drops out. Donald Trump, by the way, takes credit for the guy who never stepped in to be speaker. He says his pressure and influence made the House majority leader step away from running for speaker, dropping that bid to become the speaker. He said, they're going to give me a lot of credit for that because I said, you really need someone very, very tough and very smart. You know, smart goes with tough. And he didn't think McCarthy was that guy. Stay with us.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health.
The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'll be your chauffeur on a midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive. Buried animals call your name. Keep on sleeping through the pouring rain. I think we're going crazy. Her eye is lazy. She looks so lazy.
Once again, it's my favorite time of the week. We get a chance to talk to free money guy Stephen Kelly. And I'll tell you, you watch the market and it's like a roller coaster ride where you just really don't know when you're going to get off. And that's a scary thing when your stomach is doing flip-flops all over the place. I say it's the world's biggest craps game. And who better to tap into that than SK, as he is with us in our virtual green room. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kate?
I'm excellent. And you know, I noticed that. So there's a lot of us that pay attention to business news, but now more people are paying attention. And in fact, if you turn on what I call the generic nightly helping of television news, a lot of times what happens on the market is leading the news.
Yeah, it really is. And it's on everybody's mind right now because of the volatility that we've been having over the last couple of months anyway. And this year, I think in its total has been disappointing for people. If you look at what the Dow has done over the course of the year, you know, you're down significantly from where you were at the beginning of the year. But even prior to the last couple of months, if you look at the performance of the market during the course of the year, it's just been completely, it's almost a flat line across metrics. So what I thought we could do is talk about some of the fundamentals that are involved with that.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, think in terms of gravity. You know, gravity is such a strong force. It's so strong, in fact, it keeps the entire universe together. This universe wouldn't exist without gravity, without the gravitational pull between the stars and celestial bodies. And the market has the same kind of thing. It has a gravitational pull. And, you know, there are things that sort of counteract that. I mean, there are things that counteract gravity in our real life. You can get into a jet airplane and you can fly in that jet airplane and you can stay up as long as you have fuel to keep you going forward and you have the aerodynamics to keep you up. But as soon as you run out of fuel, you're going to crash to the ground. And if you think in terms of the markets, there's a gravity, and the gravity doesn't necessarily pull you down, but it pulls you to the, if you will, the mothership, like Earth, you know?
Yeah.
We walk around on Earth. The gravity is not necessarily pulling us down, but it's holding us there. And as we start to break the bonds of gravity and get high up, now we're toying with it. And, you know, you fall off a building, you're gonna crash. Or your plane runs out of fuel, you're gonna crash. Well, that's what's been happening with the market over the last several years. The market has been overpriced. And there are two metrics we look at. One is the price-to-earnings ratio. And what that is the relationship between the market capitalization of a, or what the market is saying a company is worth, or a sector is worth, or an economy is worth, and the amount of earnings or profits generated by that company, sector, or economy. The other one is the gross domestic, or the market cap to gross domestic product, or GDP ratio. And that's a ratio between what the market is saying the entire market of, say, a country is worth versus its output. How much is it producing? And it, by both metrics right now, the market is very high and it's overvalued. So what's keeping that up? Well, you can just point back to, you know, what happened earlier this week when the market went up 300 points on Monday, simply because the Fed did not raise interest rates at this last meeting. Okay?
Yeah.
There was such fear built into the market that those interest rates were going to start to go up that the market had been rapidly declining. And as soon as the Fed said, okay, or really was silent on it, didn't make any kind of indication in terms of what's going to happen the next time they meet, but they were just silent on it. The market was so exuberant over that one thing that it just shot up in one day. Now, this is a false evaluation. I mean, this is crazy. This is lunacy, Kate.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, because everybody knows that that interest rates are way, way too low. Everybody knows that the Fed has been keeping interest rates low during this period of time because it wanted to improve the economy and keep the market up. But everybody also knows that the market or the interest rates are going to have to go up at some point in time. They can't stay where they are. They're being kept artificially low. So what's going to happen when those do go up? Well, we all know about the risk dividend. If markets are giving substantially more return on investment than safe money, say, treasuries are doing, people will flow into the market. But if you can get a similar rate of return from a treasury or a safe money instrument as you can in a risky market, money's going to flow out of the market back into the safe money. It just, again, it's gravity, all right? So at some point in time, the market has to come down as interest rates go up. And then there's a couple of other things you want to look at. When you look at both of these metrics, the P.E. ratio and the market cap to GDP ratio, in both cases, the last time that these ratios were this high were in 2007, 2000, and then you go back to 1972, just before the crash of 1973.
Wow.
Okay, so you just kind of got to step back and look at it. Now, Robert Shiller, who was a Nobel Prize-winning economist, wrote a book in 2000, and it's been updated twice since then, called Irrational Exuberance. And what he talks about is the fact that what's really driving the markets is something called behavioral economics. And that is that people get so exuberant, so irrationally exuberant about the markets that they bid it up to artificial highs. And we saw this in the tech bubble. We saw it again with the real estate bubble. And now he's predicting the same thing with the bond bubble. And he's saying as soon as these interest rates rise, we're going to have another crash. Now, Robert Shiller predicted with chilling accuracy the crash of 2001 and 2008. Just before it, he said, this is coming.
Right.
And he's doing it again. And I just think we need to honor, you know, just basic physics. So that's kind of really what I wanted to say is people should be really, really careful right now. And if you're in a long-term situation, if you have years and years or decades to go before you need your money, I'd say, you know, hold steady. But if you're in a situation where you're going to start needing to take money out soon because of retirement, then you should be making some moves. You know, the market's at a record high. It's a great time to sell.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And that's such a wise thing to say. Or it's and you know this better than me, certainly. This is your life's work. But people always ask me, well, should you just roll it into cash? Well, the answer is sell high when you can, right?
Well, sure you can. Sure you can. You don't want to roll it into bonds right now.
No.
And this is driving me crazy because every time I see somebody pretty much in the office, that's working with an advisor, they're being told, okay, we'll make it safe, we'll put it into bonds. Well, bonds right now are as precarious, if not more so, than stocks because of the low interest rates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something we should talk about, too. People ask a lot about bonds, for sure. Always great information. Stephen Kelly, Free Money Guy. Remember, he's got a great book, Safe Harbors, that can reduce taxes, remove risk, and protect your retirement. So we love having him on. Listen to what Stephen is saying. If somebody wants to go to your website, it's freemoneyguys.com, correct?
That's correct, or they can reach me at 844-4-FREE-MO.
Awesome. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kate. Great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Stop worrying about the things I can't control. Stop worrying about the dollars I don't know. Stop worrying about the things I cannot know. Sometimes it feels so good. Oh.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Never get tired of. For me, my generation, that would be one of those songs. 18 and left. I'm not going to sing for you. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Okay, this is what I like to affectionately call the odds and ends portion of this hour. And I call it odds and ends because, hey, the big boom that happened in Washington that reverberated across the land was Kevin McCarthy saying, no, I'm not going to do this. If we're going to unite and be strong, we need a new face to help do that. We got to be 100% united. So, see, I think you look at his words, we got to be 100% united. He didn't like the fact that, Ziffy, flip a coin. Is he going to be able to get the majority of the 218? Maybe, not so sure. And I think he didn't like those odds. He didn't like what happened after the Hillary Clinton gaffe. And all of a sudden, boom, weighing it maybe was what ended up becoming a crazy, chaotic Thursday. And the gap. John Boehner is bolting. Who's coming in? Is it going to be Dan Webster? Is it going to be somebody else? Conversations with Congressman Paul Ryan, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Some are pushing him to run for speaker. I'm not so sure he wants that. Jason Chaffetz from Utah. Webster, as I already mentioned, from Florida. Lynn Westmoreland from Georgia, another name, putting himself out there. In fact, I like what he had to say. He's like, I'd like to put myself out there as a speaker candidate, but I need to tell my wife first. So, because I believe that this really, really caught the Republicans off guard. They weren't expecting that McCarthy was going to pull out. Certainly not all of a sudden, but I think he didn't like the fact that things weren't united around him. All right, odds and ends. Here's the odds and ends portion, because that's all the politics that we've talked about this hour already. And you can throw in your two cents. Is McCarthy lame for dumping out? Does he create a bigger house of cards? Is there a better candidate to be Speaker of the House than McCarthy? And did he show his true colors when he fumbled the ball in the first place? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or flip me an email. AmericaTonight.net. Okay, how about this? The El Faro, they're saying some crew members, ex-crew members, said this boat that was smashed to smithereens because of Hurricane Joaquin, but it was listing off course, and that's the reason it got caught up in the hurricane. Some people who used to be on that ship said, you know what? It had holes, it had leaks, it had structural issues. It sank. So it had problems. So should it have sailed with the storm the way it was? It's a 40-year-old cargo ship that never made it to Puerto Rico after leaving Jacksonville, Florida. Looks like it sunk in the Bahamas. But some ex-crew members said, no, there was massive issues with that boat taking on water. Well, if you got a leaky boat and then you throw in a hurricane, forget it. There's no way they were going to make that. Now, answering back, they're saying the El Faro was a well-maintained vessel and it was classed by the American Bureau of Shipping and regularly inspected by classification and blah, blah, blah. That was an email that was sent out to several news organizations from the Totes Maritime saying that the ship was up to snuff, it was up to standard, so that's a bunch of baloney that it wasn't. But Chris Cash, whose last voyage on that boat ended in January, said it was time to send the ship to the scrapyard. It was a rust bucket. I don't know, you say rust bucket to me, I'm thinking that's not good. Especially taking on water, all that kind of stuff. And the captain was trying to avoid the storm, but then they couldn't avoid the storm once they had a problem. And unfortunately, it cost all those people, their lives. And they still haven't completely, they're doing an underwater search. They found one body and debris, but they haven't seen the ship or any survivors, of course. And I don't think they're expecting survivors, but that's what you say when you have no idea, because you have no idea. Now, this is a crazy odds and ends story. Remember the French train hero that was stabbed, Spencer Stone? Now Spencer Stone was stabbed again in Sacramento. So just as he was tending to the wounds he already had, and he, on that train, famously stopped a gun attack on Thursday. He's in serious condition at the California hospital. He was stabbed again, this time during a night out with friends in a fight, in an altercation, I'll call it, a fight, a brawl, for which he is not getting any criminal accusations leveled against him, but the video clips show 30 seconds of high drama and violence in Sacramento before 1 a.m., and this happened on Thursday. A bunch of punches were thrown. It spilled out onto the street. One guy fell to the ground at one point and bounced back, and Stone was one of those who walked away, but he did so with multiple stab wounds. Go figure. How many stab wounds can this guy take? Superman, bouncing back. I mean, Spencer Stone, Airman, first class, got the Airman's Medal from Defense Secretary Ashton Carter in Washington, September 17th, for his role in disarming a gunman on a Paris-bound train back in August. We were all in awe. He is the train hero. Unfortunately, caught up in what happened there in that bar. But not charged with anything either, so it sounds like there was a lot of words among a lot of the people that were in, you know, maneuvering themselves, I'll put it that way, or positioning themselves. Yeah, yeah, that's a better word. Positioning themselves in the bar. But it is stunning to hear that. When you say, oh yeah, the month before the guy was getting all these medals and, oh, he was in a bar and, gosh, I don't believe what happened. Yep. Out came the knife and he was stabbed multiple times. Okay, and then how about this? A Delta flight had to turn back, but it landed safely after hitting a bird. Boy, there's so many problems with hitting birds. And this one was out of SeaTac in Washington. It was a flight headed from Washington to Hong Kong on Thursday afternoon and had to turn back, and it landed after hitting a bird. It's one of those big, giant Airbuses, A330, hit a bird after takeoff, affecting one of the engines. They issued the alert. That was it. There was a lot of fuel, of course, because they were flying a great distance. They remained flying to burn some of it off in order to make an easier landing, because that would have been tough. People forget that. And it was a big flight, 281. And so now wildlife biologist is going to examine the plane to see if the type of bird can be identified. But it was a bird strike that sent them back, not taking any risks, knowing this was not a good thing. And just when you think fraternities get the whole hazing thing, I was reading a story today that somebody sent me, Indiana University. A frat was revoked its charter, shut down, because there was a video that shows the fraternity member having sex with a woman identified as an exotic dancer. Everybody was screaming and yelling and cheering, and whoops, it went viral. So the Alpha Tau Omega fraternity's action happened just after the university announced it had suspended the campus chapter while it investigated the recordings that jumped up on social media. Once again, social media getting people in trouble. Hey, thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.